Blog Talk Radio.
The children are our future. Teach them well and let them.
Why clefts in the state of sleep, thinking about that I did last week. Money in the bag, banker look like a drag. I wanna play with pelicans from here to Baghdad. Think fast, I think I'm hit. My girl pinched my hips to see if I still exist. I think not, I'll send a letter to my friends. A born again hooligan, only to be king again.
Ready or not, here I come. You can't hide. Gonna find you and take it slowly. Ready or not, here I come. You can't hide. Gonna find you and make
yo,
you want me. Yo, I play my enemies like a game of chess where I rest. No stress if you don't smoke, you bless. I must confess, my destiny's manifest. It's some vortex and sweats. I make tracks like I'm homeless. Rap orgies with orgy and best. Capture your bounty like Elliot Ness. Yes, bless you if you represent the fool. But I hex you with the witch's fool if you do do. Voodoo, I could do what you do. Easy, believe me. My enemies give me heebie-jeebies. So why you imitating Al Capone? I be Nina Simone. It's on your microphone. Ready or not, here I come. You can't hide. Gonna find you.
Refugee taking over. The buffalo soldier, dreadlock roster. On the 12th hour, fly by in my bomber. Pump a cover, now they under pushing up flowers. Super fly, two lies, do or die. Talk me high, only fly with my crew from like high. I, refugee from Guantanamo Bay. Dance around the border like I'm past the play.
Ready or not, here I come.
Nobody's
bold.
Peace. This is King Noble, Black Supremacy. And with this particular video, I want to talk about survival versus comfort. Let's talk about survival versus comfort. A lot of what people call survival is actually comfort.
Mm.
It's a fear of being uncomfortable. It has nothing to do with survival.
Mm.
And what they call surviving, which is the stuff they do every day, working, the way they live, is really maintaining a temporary comfort zone. It has nothing to do with their own personal survival. Because if you're not in control of the society, the economy, the politics, then you don't have any power. And in order to determine your survival, you would have to have actual power. Not comfort. Comfort is not going to help you survive. So if we were willing to be more about the securing of our survival as a race, as a people, than we were for comfort, we would already be liberated as a people. We would already have power. and we would already be in position. But day to day, we are concerned with our comforts. We want to maintain our comforts.
Mm.
We work to be comfortable.
Mm.
And we would not sacrifice comfort to be in a better place of survival. You could be in an uncomfortable place, but it could be the best place for your survival, given situations, circumstances, world events, or your personal situation. You might be in an uncomfortable place, but it may better sustain your survival. And you can be in a comfortable place, but that comfortable place will not sustain your survival. It's only temporary. And to be in a space of comfort could put you in a direct place of being targeted by that which wants to exterminate you. That wants to remove your chances of survival, either directly or either indirectly. So sometimes the most comfortable place really is the place that could be most dangerous to your survival, because it's typically controlled and maintained by forces outside of you that put your destiny inside of their hands, and where you could survive at may not be that comfortable at all. But you would be guaranteed to survive if you knew how to live minimalistically, minimal amounts of survival skills, the ability to endure. Our future as a people, as a race, is a lot of time more focused on us becoming more comfortable as a race. Everything we want, the reason we want more money, better jobs, greater education, is more based on becoming more comfortable in America. Because what it would take to survive, the level of discomfort that one would have to endure in order to guarantee survival, would be shunned upon by most people who have become comfortable in this society. They shun upon being uncomfortable or discomfort for any moment, for any second.
Any moment.
They look down upon it as though it is primitive, unintelligent, it is irrational. And they act like it will jeopardize your chances of survival. Which are not true. That you are more likely to die in the Matrix, in the major cities, in the urban areas, than you are in the middle of the wilderness and in the middle of nowhere. That humanity and how it has been wired and how it has been programmed is more of a threat to your survival than nature. Any bacteria or virus, poisonous plant, or any weather condition, humanity is more dangerous to your survival than nature is. And this is a fact. But while humanity is a danger to your survival, a danger to your freedom, it really is the most comfortable place that you can be. The closer you are to humans, the more comfortable you will be. The more closer you are to society, the more comfortable you will be. This is just a fact. Even cats and domesticated animals know that. But in exchange for that comfort, you are giving up your freedom. You're giving up your sovereignty. You're giving up your autonomy. You're giving up your ability to self-regulate. You're giving up self-sustainability. And you're also giving up the process by way in which you can develop in order to survive anything and anyone that you are not, you have actually stepped out of that process. And that process is life. That's what life does if you're willing to weather it, if you're willing to brave it literally. Life will make you a more stronger, more enduring, more wiser and more ready person if you're willing to weather it. But if you seek comfort, you will always be a slave to those who provide the comforts, who have access to the comforts, who control and monopolize everything that produced the comforts. And you will always be under their laws, rules, and regulations, whether you say it's theirs, whether you say it's yours, whether you say it's your inheritance, whether you say you're the original person here. As long as they provide it and they control the organizations and the mechanisms of which those comforts are distributed, you will be under their policy and their rules and their regulations. But if you're willing to step out into the wilderness, if you're willing to take up a course on actual survival, you will be free. You will be free. And you have a better chance of surviving. And justice will be in your hands, and you'll make up the rules. And it's you and nature. It's between you and nature. See, there's a war of man versus nature. But we haven't really took up that real war because we want comfort. So we don't even get to the real battle with nature. So we have to go and get under the man who's won the war against nature. And the man who has done that is the white man. See, he's defeated nature for you. And the comforts that he provides are the spoils of war. But if you want a comfort that fortifies your humanity, that supports your freedom, then you will have to win the war against nature on your own, and then you will deserve what you gain from it, what it yields to you. But as long as you just want to be comfortable, and you call comfort civility, and you call them the willingness to endure discomfort and learn how to survive on your own as primitive, as animalistic, if you have a condescending attitude towards being able to know how to survive on your own, you will always be under the white man. You will always be under the institutions. You will be a perpetual slave that will be subject to their jurisdictions and their laws into areas that they micromanage and control down to the T. But if you're willing to embark upon the true road to freedom, which is your confrontation and showdown in nature, then you'll win the argument before it begins. Comfort has nothing to do with survival. Our people in the Matrix are not surviving. They have not even confronted their survival. They have not even faced their survival. It's comfort that is connected to their psychological makeup. They don't fear not being able to survive. They fear a moment of discomfort. They cannot tolerate or stomach a moment of discomfort. And that puts them right in the hands of their enemy, because he gives them all the comforts that they want in exchange for subjugation, in exchange for their souls, for their voluntary enslavement. He will give them everything they want. And the minimals that will make one comfort, the worst of his institutions provide that for you. Look at jail. They provide you with the minimalist of comforts. If you go out into nature and forge your war with nature yourself, you won't get that. You're not guaranteed hot running water. You're not guaranteed fire, air conditioner, soap, clothes. You're not guaranteed anything. You will get that, the minimal of that, in the worst of the European institutions. You'll get more. Jail will give you more than nature will give you. But it's one thing that prison cannot give you, that forging and waging your war with nature would. And that's freedom. And that's independence. Nature will give you that. Nature has that for you. But you have to be willing to embrace and deal with the discomfort. Discomfort is the price of freedom, temporarily discomfort. is the price of freedom, is the price of independence, is the price of nationalism. If you can't get away from this devil and learn how to live without him, you will not be free. And the more independent you become, the more freer you, more freedom that you will have. You will no longer be in the herd of the masses of asses. You will no longer be lost in the crowd. But you will be free. And you have a better chance, and this is what's crazy, that as a black man in this country, you have a better chance of surviving in nature than you do in the average community, whether it is the projects or whether it's some upscale, high-class gated community. You have a better chance of surviving out in the middle of nature. Than you do in the city, in the modernized society. This is a fact. When you take that Sankofa and return back to your roots, you will have to reinvent primitive technology that can ensure your survival outside of the matrix. And I'm going to do a whole video talking about that. But I had to explain to you the difference between survival and comfort. You can be uncomfortable and outlive half the earth. And you can be comfortable, but your comfort could be a very short vacation, a very short-lived moment when you confront that which is an enemy to your survival. And as a black man, you have become an enemy of the state. You are an enemy of the state, trying to survive off the state of which you are an enemy of. So you only have temporary comforts. But the threat to your survival is around every corner, every block, every traffic stop. Every black on black self-hated confrontation. Your survival is a threat, at risk. This King Noble Black Supremacy, join my website, www.kingnobleblacksupremacy.com. Donate, and definitely don't hate.
All right, here we go. Gloves off. Here go another slide through. Gloves off. Every Thursday, 8 p.m. Eastern, whatever that is, your time. Hope all is well. Hope you enjoyed. We had a little bit of technical difficulty in the beginning. Hope you enjoyed the intro track. Hope you enjoyed the clip that just went off. That kind of touched on kind of the topic from last week, last Thursday, of Who's Your Daddy? Go check that out on Enhancing Awareness Radio. Salute to Haru. Salute to Sensei. Salute to Jesus. Make sure you check out the Jesus Show. Make sure you check out Haru on Sunday with the Soul Family Sundays at the same number up here on Enhancing Awareness Radio. Make sure you check out Motivational Classroom Saturday, 11 a.m. every Saturday. This particular Saturday is very vital and important. We're covering the single black mother epidemic. That's very, very vital. I feel like that'll be very crazy important. But like as you heard, I'm really not gonna say a lot on this because you know we got a couple more clips, and then we always inviting callers. If you want to call in, 929 area code 477-3423, 929 area code 477-3423. If you would like to comment, press 1. But like he said, just like I was saying, how much endurance or how much energies or different energies willing to step out of your comforts. This is that aspect goes from for everything that you want to apply it to. How much are you willing? People say, I want to better this. I want a better life. I want to, I'm tired of so many restrictions. I'm talking about the people. Now you got different people, and you got the ones that, like he said, they're just surviving just to finance their comforts. You see what I'm saying? They're just surviving to finance their comforts. So you have, what, a lot of national debt, things of that nature, because a lot of people are what? Surviving just to finance comfort. So a lot of times, see, this goes back to the consumerism, the materialism, financial literacy, financial discipline, things of that nature. And then, like I said, just the overall endurance to, like he said, be in a little bit of an uncomfortable or unusual, you know, living space or some type of alternative living. By the way, alternative living, you know, start researching all these. Start researching mobile homes. Start researching pod homes. Start researching tents. It's a lot of different ways to live and be able to live freely. Not just live, be able to live freely. See, be able to move whenever you want. Be able to travel whenever you want. Be able to visit fam or make moves, go to conferences, go to events in different states. Whatever you want to do. Most energies equate surviving to, like he was saying, just the everyday routine, making it to work. Oh, I made it through the week. You know what I'm saying? So most people, some people are surviving just to make it to the weekend. You see what I'm saying? Or, you know, so we see the repetitive cycle that's going on. Now, like he touched on a survival course, I will look into a bug out bag. That's a emergency bag that most you know, fishing Dick's Sporting Goods, you know, the fishing stores and tackle stores. It has everything you need if you were to be in a crisis. It has a tent in there. It has a first aid kit. It has food supplies in there. It has flashlights. It has everything you need in this bag to survive at least for 30 days without electricity. It has a little grill in there. It has everything for you to cook outside, everything. So make sure you go invest in a bug-out bag. That's what it's called, a bug-out bag, all right? Another thing, you know, like I said, we already went over a few options as far as alternative living. Then you have co-housing. You know what I'm saying? You would have to go look up what co-housing is. Go check that out. Like I said, then you have people that do that are doing homesteading. You have to go check that out, see what that is. So like I said, a lot of these, we need to, this is what I was saying. It's like you were saying about the Matrix. It's like our minds are trapped in the Matrix to our comforts and our desires. And a lot of times that's not, that's putting us a lot of times right in direct harm's way. Now, I know a lot of people say, you know, whatever's meant to happen. But a lot of times, you know, yeah, you can say that. It is a chance. But then at the same time, sometimes we are in areas where it's a heightened chance of something fucked up happening. You see what I'm saying? So, like I said, you know, a lot of times, you know, you see different platforms and different things saying, you know, we need to unify. We need to do this. We need to do that. But at the same time, again, a lot of energies are not willing to, you know, do certain things to survive. And then their version of survival is just being more comfortable. And that's really killing. And it has killed generations, you know, just being comfortable, whether it was health-wise, whether it was not passing any generational wealth down. You know, things of that nature. I mean, it has really killed us in all aspects. You know, as far as nutrition, you know, as far as mental health, as far as, you know, a lot of things that we feel like we do to survive. Like a lot of people make themselves feel better by going shopping. You know what I'm saying? And you know, things of that nature. So, like he was saying, that this is why, you know, I wanted to do a lot of inner working type of broadcast so that, you know, we could touch on things. like I tell people, you know, I'm going to start couponing. Make sure you start couponing. Get you a stockpile of food. Just stockpile supplies, food, things of that nature. Just plan like it's a – just always have a stockpile of stuff just in case it's an emergency. That's what we should always do. Just like with our cars, most of us don't have everything we need if we break down on the side of the road, like a basic tool kit, maybe a couple of little basic flares, maybe a little basic, you know what I'm saying? So, make you know, we got to make sure we have, you know, a lot of time. That, let's think about some areas that had, you know, they're supposed to be evacuated and things of nature. A lot of people couldn't leave because they didn't have any place to go. They weren't prepared. It's good. Sometimes I know it's funny to think about certain things and people are like, well, what you going to need that for? Like, if you tell somebody, man, I'm about to go buy a tent. Most people are like, a tent? Like, what type of tent? You know, a tent you can live in, you know what I'm saying? Like you said, most people would shun that. Most people would look at you like you bugged out or you weird or you funny. But then once you get beyond that and say, well, damn, okay, if you could, like you said, if you can figure out a way to have an alternative way of living to extract yourself, because most people are bogged down with bills, man, bills, debt, trying to just keep comfort. And then people pay rent to what? People pay more rent to what? Facilitate more comfort. You see what I'm saying? People pay extravagant material prices for material items just for a temporary comfort, and then most people feel regret about it later. You see what I mean? So it's so many different areas and aspects, man, you know, that you can go on in survival and comfort. Like he said, taking a survival, you know, take a couple of survival courses, or maybe go look some up on YouTube, survival skills, or get a couple of books or whatever have you, just to make sure, have an evacuation process. Like if you are going to just do a traditional home or something, you know, and not going to explore alternate ways of, you know, alternative ways of living or more simplistic or primitive ways of living, I would just call it alternative ways of living, then make sure you practice evacuation plans, fire schedules, you know, just in case things happen, just things, you know, things of that nature. You know, a lot of times, again, people burn up in buildings or people can't get out because, you know, they never practice just a way to just get out, just a way to escape, just the way to evacuate. You don't even have to do it with somebody else. You just do it amongst yourself. Okay, here go three or four exits here, two or three exits on the first floor. Two, you know what I'm saying? Just knowing where everything is, being the heightened awareness. And like you said, a lot of times our comfort is putting us in direct line of irritation, harassment, whatever, you know, discrimination, whatever you want to say, it is, because we want to stay in the institutions. We want to stay in the facility. We want to send our children in the facility because most of us don't want to believe in ourselves enough to, you know, start businesses and start generational wealth and, you know, take our children out of school, be able to start the school co-ops from home and schooling from home. Like a lot of things, as I'm saying, a lot of things that we feel as comfort, we have to extract from. And a lot of energy, just like TV, a lot of energies don't want to stop watching. When I say energies, I mean people. A lot of energies don't want to stop watching TV. And that's to a lot of their detriment. You see what I'm saying? A lot of people don't want to, you know, stop doing a lot of foolish things. A lot of people died. Some people died over doing certain challenges and shit like that. You see what I'm saying? Just shit that's, you know, just entertainment and just comfort, whether it's just stroking your ego or whether it's just a physical comfort. Like I said, I always tell people, get comfortable with being uncomfortable. You know what I mean? Whenever you get comfortable, it's almost like you die, you know, a piece of you dies or some shit like that. So it's just best to, you know, get comfortable being uncomfortable. I'm about to run a couple of clips, one more clip and another break. A song for my break song, and if you would like to call in 929-477-3423, press 1 if you'd like to give your comments on survival versus comfort. Like I said, it, you know, it's just a heightened awareness time, you know, take up some self-defense, you know, just affordable self-defense course, a couple of courses. Like I said, you know, a couple of crafts, you know, a couple of survival courses, things of that nature, invest in you know, research survival kits, you know, how to stockpile, you know, a couple of months worth of supplies and food and things of that nature, stockpile emergency supplies, first aid supplies, just anything, just to have it, just to have it. And then, like I said, a lot of energies, which I mean people, if they could explore an alternate way of living, get out of your comfort zone of paying that rent, paying that mortgage, paying that renter's insurance, paying that, you know, whatever you're doing, whatever you got going on. And then some people have a brick-and-mortar business, and then you paying rent at the brick-and-mortar business, and you paying rent at home or mortgage or whatever. That's two rents. You see what I'm saying? So that's affecting your survival because a lot of people are drowning because of finances. They don't know where to fucking go. They're drowning because of resources. They don't know where to fucking go. You see what I mean? So a lot of times, again, if we have an independent mindset of being able to create our own resources, there's a way to create anything. They got solar, solar panel boxes. You got so many different ways that you can explore other ways to, make you be more economical about a lot of things. You know, again, people will shun things. People will say you're cheap. People will, to me, any businessman or billionaire or wealthy mogul or somebody successful will tell you, they always look for the most affordable deal. So, you find that in people that don't really have generational wealth, they'll say, you cheat because you use a coupon, or you cheat because you want to, save, things of that nature. But like I said, man, melanated people are the most heavy consumers of other goods outside of our own, as far as us manufacturing it, us distributing it, things of that nature. This is why we need to create a lot more platforms and, like he said, be able to function out in nature. We're naturally people of nature. That's why most of us don't come out when it's cold. You know what I'm saying? Because we're tropical people. You know what I'm saying? We're used to being out in nature. I know people say, I've never been to Africa, but see, it's a certain essence in you that's just in a lot of melanated people. Most melanated people do not like cold. They can deal with cool, like 50 degrees, 60 degrees, shit like that. Maybe a good 47, 48, and that's pushing it. But once you start getting to the 18s and the 12s and shit like that, most melanated people ain't feeling that shit. You see what I'm saying? So that's what I'm saying. Being able to be a little bit more uncomfortable to avoid a lot more circumstances that we see on videos. A lot of times we see these videos where? In apartment complexes, in places where people stay, in businesses, in a stop, it's in the city. I tell people oftentimes, man, to say you want to be a divine person and a higher self and a healing and things of that nature, and you're staying in the city, that almost is a conflict of interest. It's no way you can get to your highest. Yeah, you can, but it's like I said, a lot of us have a lot of detours and distractions because what? That's what is the city life, what they would call it, is built on. Consumerism, materialism, distraction. Most people will say, you a tree hugger, or you live out in the sticks, or you live out in the boonies, or whatever. That's all right. You oversmell me. There's no distractions out there. Most people you see that have been living off-grid or in the country or homestead or whatever, they're real, real humble people. They're real chill. They don't need a lot of, flashy shit. They don't need a lot of shit, They've extracted themselves from this, what people would call the, so to speak, matrix. You see what I mean? That's just the materialistic, the consumerism, the, God, and just all of the stuff, and being able to turn yourself off from a lot of toxic desires. And people say generational curses and all of this stuff that people say that, people have in the, what they call family. But I told you about your soul family. You have your soul family, and then you have your family that brought you through the portal, that brought you to this dimension. So, like I said, a lot of things we're going to may have to, peel back and cut back on our desires and our wants and things like that and our comforts and invest it into a lot of things that will help us and heighten our survival just in case things go happen. It's like I tell people, What if just for a week your power went out? You know what I mean? It's just a major outage. You see what I'm saying? Most people would be just like a lot of times we know, or most people know, the government people, they run experiments. You know what I mean? The tax thing, they didn't issue the tax checks and shit like that. They just want to see how people were going to react. You know, a lot of times, you know, it's almost like when people vote as well, it's almost like they're just testing your dependency on them. Okay, well, let's see how many people how they going to act if we don't give out these tax checks to them. Or let's say, you know, how they going to act, you know, if we do this or do that. You see what I'm saying? And people kind of feed into what the experiment was meant for, you know. So we've been seeing it. So it's no way we can say the city life is healthy. You know, a lot of people love to see that. Get it? Because what? A lot of people love comfort. Like you said, the more people you're around, the more comfortable you feel. See, a lot of people don't like, simplicity and being alone. Not necessarily alone, but like I said, being out in nature, being out creating your own thing. You know, that's why a lot of people don't start a business. They don't want to be out creating their own thing. You see what I'm saying? That same person you're working for had those dark days, and they had that time where they had that, you know, they had to start that idea when nobody was around. You see what I'm saying? They had to extract themselves from comfort. You have other cultures that come from what they call third world countries and things of that nature, where they can come over here and just run circles around most melanated people for a lot of generations of decades. Yeah, we see a lot of melanated businesses popping up in things of nature. But I'm talking about for a lot of generations before. We're talking about the 70s, 80s, 90s, you know. A lot of the other cultures, not just European, but, Chinese, just different cultures, they had already mastered group economics, unity, group building, wealth building, passing shit down. I mean, you see what I'm saying? A lot of the facilities or a lot of the entertainment we use and a lot of the things we're entertained by is things that's passed down from somebody else. You see what I'm saying? A lot of things that you stay in hotels, most of that passed down from somebody. That's generational wealth you staying in, and you helping someone else's generational wealth. That's what I tell people with jobs. Every time you go to the job, you helping somebody else's generational wealth. Just look at it like that. I mean, I know all the other little particulars and shit like that. That's the only reason people say go independent. That people say everybody's not meant. If you can train, if people can do multiple jobs and learn multiple things that you're supposed to do, responsibilities on job, because they teach you and they teach orientations and shit like that, then you can learn to be an entrepreneur, and it's nothing to be one. And the things you're unfamiliar with, what do? You seek the knowledge. Okay, I'm not good at accounting. Let me get somebody that's familiar with that, that's around me. Okay, I'm not good with, marketing. Okay, one of my boys is good with marketing. He got a marketing business. You see what I'm saying? So if you look at history of melanation, you've had energies without a degree, without a diploma, have their own businesses, have their own this, have their own that. We know we're the all. We know we created the everything without diplomas, without degrees, without pieces of paper. We got in too much comfort. We live in an age where you can self-teach yourself anything, really fucking anything. So it's almost like, what do you need to go in debt for? See, people want to be around comfort. It's the comfort. They're not examining it like, damn, I really can look up pretty much any fucking thing that you can fucking imagine. You can look up damn near any fucking thing you can imagine, anything. And it's a split-second answer for you. And if you say over time, I'm going to make a document or document different journals, and you can self-teach yourself. You can self-teach yourself another language. They got Rosetta Stone. What do you need to go to school? I mean, you get what I mean? A lot of energy say, well, I don't have the time to school my children from home. this is why I was saying about a lot of times with us unifying as a community and being able to have homeschool co-ops where a couple of people that maybe a couple of stay-at-home moms, a couple of pops that's in between gigs or whatever, but they have certain skill sets and expertise, y'all can just band together and have, like, neighborhood meetings. Like, look, yo, we're going to put together this homeschool co-op, and you know what I mean? And then that'll give everybody something productive to do. You see what I'm saying? Instead of just, like I said, instead of having conversations over comfort, a lot of times our conversations, if you listen to the average, and this is not everybody, but if you listen to the average melanated conversation on the phone or passing by or whatever, it's a lot of times not really productive. You know, we trying to figure out better ways to be comfortable. We trying to figure out more ways to be comfortable. A lot of people want this thing called reparations because you just want to spend it on making the matrix and the thing you trapped in more of a hassle for you. Don't we get that? The more you go to jobs, the more uncomfortable you are. People will tell you, anybody will tell you, I've never seen anybody get rich off of working for somebody else. I've never seen it. Unless you have that rare occasion of somebody play a lottery ticket or some shit like that. You see what I'm saying? It just usually never happens. And then most of the times, people don't have that much discipline to say, okay, I'm not going out for a whole year. I'm not going out. I'm not doing nothing extra. Even if I'm making $8 an hour, whatever I'm making, I'm going to save every single penny. If I got to, you know, you got some people in unfortunate circumstances. Why? That's why the homeless rate is so high. Go check out the homeless rate in most states. Because they were trying to maintain comfort. They were trying to maintain shit. They can't, what do they say, people? People live beyond their means. They trying to maintain a level of comfort. This is why I say a lot of people are having image crisis. That dude, Kevin Hart, said it one time on one of them old specials he did. He said he was fucking with them athletes. Them athletes almost fucked his life up. He said, trying to be like them. He said, hey man, you got it. He said, we're going to rent the whole park out. You got it. Let's do it again the next night. He said, I ain't going to be able to do it again. You know what I'm saying? A lot of times you see that, though. You see that on the club level with a lot of us. You see what I'm saying? People will pay top dollar to go have a temporary, comfortable experience. But then in the next split breath, minute, day, second, whatever, be saying, yo, I'm getting evicted. I can't pay this. I can't pay that. My children's short on this. I'm short on that. You see what I'm saying? But that temporary comfort was so much more important. And then we don't want to be around people that's you know what I'm saying, going to kind of be on the same shit that's like, yo, man, like we need to stack off a few pennies. We need to cut back on a lot of bullshit. Like a lot of energies don't want to be around somebody like that. That's why, what they say, birds of a feather flock together. A lot of people want to gravitate to shit that's going to stroke their ego a lot of times. A lot of fucking times. Not all the time, but we all done it. People say comfort food, but it's unhealthy. You see what I'm saying? I mean, come on now. You already know. Soul food, but it's been killing generations upon generations of our great nanas and people, whoever. You see what I'm saying? It's been giving people, heart failure, diabetes, sugar, all this shit. And all of it's what? In the city. It's a consumeristic, materialistic experience nonstop. And most people just work to just consume more, not conserve, not be a hoarder. I'm talking about getting things you're going to use, like a RV, like a mobile home, like a tent. They're different things that you're going to actually put to use. That's why you see a lot of people have yard sales and stuff because they got a lot of just stuff. They just got a lot of stuff. They don't even need it. A lot of our children are materialistic and bullies because I told you oftentimes a lot of adults develop bullies. Because what? It's one parent somewhere saying, you're going to shit on them at school. You're going to have to fly shit on them. There's another parent saying, well, we're doing the best we can. We can't get it or whatever happening. And now them two children going to goddamn the same institution or facility. And now somebody getting pissed off because they, you know, you got on some fly shit and they don't. So, like I said, a lot of times, you know, it's on so many different levels of comfort and comfort. Yo. What's going on, Haru? You there? You? Okay, well, never mind. But yeah, it's a lot of different levels of, you know, things we have to just really examine. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, that we do for comfort, but is it really fueling our growth? Is it really cultivating our minds? Is it really cultivating our spirit? Is it really cultivating our survival, our generations after our survival? Is it cultivating our finances, things of that nature? I know it's a lot of discipline, too. You see what I'm saying? But it's discipline regardless, though. A lot of people want to get tax money and shit just to be right back in the same goddamn, you see what I'm saying? And a lot of people, that's not, their definition of survival is not, let me extract myself from this shit that's giving me the stresses, from the matrix stuff, from the bullshit, from the stuff that's taken out of my pocket. Let me figure out a way to extract from that. So I can live freely, not comfortably, but freely. A lot of people have a false sense of illusion of comfort. A lot of people get a house because they see somebody else get one. You know what I mean? Some people get married because they see somebody else getting married. Some people want to have babies because they see somebody else having babies. You see what I'm saying? It's almost like intellectual laziness almost to a certain degree. We got to, you know, again, when we talk about how to, yes, they do have certain government plans and things for certain cultures, Hispanics and things of that nature. But it's, you know, hey, they just using what's there. I mean, hell, you know, you would use it too if you knew it. It's a lot of, you know, things for melanated energies out there as well, but you just have to research it. Single moms, all that good stuff. You got to know what you're doing. Grants and stuff like that. What I'm saying, you got to know how to, you know what I'm saying? You got to know how to write the grants, or you have to have the money for a grant writer, more than likely. There's nothing wrong with just getting your temporary entertainment as far as, okay. Okay. Break next. Break. Do the break next, Haru. All right, y'all. We're going to take a small break. 929-477-3423. Make sure you call in. The topic is survival versus comfort. Survival versus comfort. Go ahead and run that break track real quick, Haru. I appreciate you. Once again, I appreciate y'all. Every Thursday, 8 p.m. Eastern time, every Thursday, make sure you tune in. Once again, make sure you tune in to the Motivational Classroom every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern, whatever that is your time. Like I said, this is a vital topic on this Saturday, the single black mother epidemic. I feel like it's an outbreak at this point. So, again, a lot of things we're going to have to cut back on in order to enhance our actual survival and our longevity and generational wealth and health and things of that nature. Oftentimes, I told my mom Dukes the other day, I say, a lot of times when you look at most melanated areas, there's not a lot of healthy food choices. You know what I mean?
I had a bad dream.
Don't be afraid. Bad dreams are only dreams. What a time you chose to be born.
projects. Not a handgun was silent, not even a tech. Outsiders were stuck by enemies who put fear and blasted on the spot before the pigs were dead. You know, hoods, robbers, snipers, new in sight. Fuck new and light. They escaped before them flashed the fucking lights. Gunshot, shatter, first floor window pane. Shells hit the ground and blood stained the dice game. Weatherproof, calisthenic, any style you said it. Beat niggas toothless, physically cut up like gooses. But with iron on the side, thugs took no excuses. Therefore, your 52 hand blocks is useless. Links snatched off necks, scars on throats. Jacks took after bullet rips through coats. Against those who felt the cold from the steel, made them fold and squeal. Once the metal hit the temple of his grill, construction worker who was caught for his bomber. No time to swing the hammer that was hanging from the farmers. In his bug, how some niggas kept slugs and pockets dug from everything except check stubs. And it does sound ill like wars in Brownsville or fatal robberies in Red Hook with feds look for fugitives to shoot cops. Niggas laying on rooftops for his frame. He stashed in a shoebox, but he was hot and the strip was filled with young killers you don't suspect. So cops creep like caterpillars and born thieves. They hooded with extra bullets. Though they try to flee, they hit the vertebrae, increase the murder rate. Similar to hitmen who pull out texts and then drop those crack like cockholes from Mexican. Rapid, like recipients casting checks again. Back to the motherfucking spot on Lexington. Undercover D's up and grand freeze and seize packages and pockets the currency. Click control strip, full clip to spray. Yellow safe barricades, sidewalks of bodies laid. Madness strikes at 12 o'clock midnight. Stick up kids on the ground, rope the staircase light. And I stay in harassed, scrambling for petty cash. Shakes on my ass, young bucks is learning fast. 357s and 44s, brought inside corner stores, provide sparks for wars. Hospital floor surrounded by the law. Homicide questioning while a Jake guard the door. My hood Satan, loyalty puts strength in my team. Cause niggas make a certain cream. Some niggas in the jet black Delon. Shot up the Chinese restaurant for this kid named Lamont. I thought he was dead, but instead he missed a kid and hit his lovely old girl in the head and then fled. Tactical narcotics, task force, back all fast. Since the crime boss is passing all cash. Exhaustion for forces the streets. Causes beef, having followers of Indians trying to play chief. You witness the saga, casualties and drama. Life is a script, I'm not an actor but the author of a rotten day opera. We're the main character, it's presidents who papers, the dominant factor.
Love, 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 love. Hope all is well. You got me locked down in this motherfucking cold world, goddammit. I love you. I love you. I love you. Gloves off, gloves off. Every Thursday, 8 p.m., man. Slide through 929-477-3423. Press 1 if you like to take fight on your intellect. Just call in if you just want to listen. And just listen in. Like I said, I'm going to go ahead and wrap this up, you know, a little early tonight. I have a meeting as well. But like I said, man, survival versus comfort. It's a little time. It's kind of over past time that, you know, we pretty much stop trying to, you know, just start rotting away. You know, I see a lot of us just rotting away. A lot of us, you know, our mind, a lot of our melanated, you know, elders and different people around us, you know, their mental state is, you know, kind of rotting away. And it's like, I kind of see even with my, you know, my pops, he had a few things he wanted to do. He always wanted to buy a Subway. He had a shop, but it was like, you know what I'm saying? He didn't have enough confidence in himself to be like, you know, I wanted to set the tone for this generational wealth avalanche. You know, somebody got to set that tone for that generational wealth avalanche, man. You see what I'm saying? Or whatever have you. you know, we can no longer look around and say, well, you know, why does this group get this? Why is this group getting ahead? Or why is this other, you know, group getting ahead? We, you know, we have to start, you know, examining, just like I said, it's the art of war. Just examine and observe what's going on. How is that group working? You know, have they established a culture? You know, first, and that's another thing. That's a whole other talk, having to establish a culture as well. A lot of us don't even know our culture. You know, a lot of us feel like, you know, we're from this matrix or this dimension. But I love y'all. I love y'all, man. You know, like I said, let's recap. If you would like, you know, suggestion, just take a cup, you know, like I said, some survival courses in your area, some workshops, different crafts, you know, get familiar and good with your hands and a lot of things. And craft shops teach you how to do a lot of things as well. Start looking into survival kits, survival supplies. Start going hiking on trails. Start calling around for different camp sites. You don't have to just necessarily go out in the woods, you know, just get out there. You know, start, you know, baby step your way into it. Go camping for a weekend, shit like that. You see what I'm saying? Just baby step your way out there. Then that way, you know, once you get familiar and you know, you be around people that's been doing. See, a lot of times when you branch out there, you're going to meet others that's been doing this shit way longer. So when you practicing being off-grid, you're going to meet others that's been doing it way longer, and they're going to give you little hits and shit like that to make your course effective and things go down. Since I've been in my RV, I've met a few people in RVs, and they, you know, gave me little secrets to, you know, cut my course and things of that nature. So, again, that's, like I said, that's one thing that a lot of energies won't entertain. You know, they won't entertain the thought of, you have a lot of people called van dwellers that stay in their van on purpose. Because every van, go to YouTube and check it out. It's called van dwellers. You got people that live in their car on purpose. You see what I mean? It's not homeless on purpose. It's called, it's a show called something, but it's this kid that he came from a, you know, comfortable, wealthy background, but he just chose to kind of just go out on his own and just kind of travel. And I think he has a bike or a scooter or something and a couple of bags, and he has his online business and shit like that. But he just travels, and I think in the video he said something like, you know, I just hate the responsibility of maintaining a house or a home or an apartment. He said, I just hate the responsibility of maintaining the shit. You know, he said, outside of the, you know, financial responsibilities, he said, you always got to clean the shit up. You got to do this. You got to do that. You got to maintain a lot of stuff, you know, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So a lot of us really need to sit down and really do a budget and figure out, okay, well, how can I stop paying or cut back on a lot of shit that I'm paying out? That's, and before anybody even start, most businesses fail because people don't have a financial literacy or financial budget most of the time. So I'm just saying, in order for us to survive, you, of course, have to know finances in this dimension, of course. But other ways, though, other skills and things of that nature, other survival skills, how to create, how to make a fire, how to, you know, even if you use a lighter, just being able to make a fire, you know, with the sticks or the wood or whatever you're going to make a fire with, cook outside. Just get used to cooking outside. Stop cooking indoors as much. Start grilling out more. You see what I'm saying? Just to kind of baby step your way out. You see what I'm saying? Then, like I said, make sure you go look up a bug out. It's called a bug out bag. Bug out bag. So it'll probably run you about $80, maybe $100. But it's again, it's all the supplies you need to survive in for like 30 days without any electricity, any of anything. It has food. It has the first aid kits. It has a snake bite, a couple of snake bite injections. It has a tent in there. It has pots and pans. It has everything you need to, you know, to survive, to actually survive all, from nature. See, most of the things that were engineered, like the food, like the water, like the this, like the that. Reason why certain places don't have clean water currently, we know where that place is. Is what? Because somebody else is controlling the facility. They're controlling it. So anytime somebody's controlling, like he said, whatever they're controlling the facility or whatever the entity or the structure it is that's controlling or distributing the comfort, you're always going to be under that jurisdiction or under that, you know, under that foot of that jurisdiction or pretty much a slave to that jurisdiction. Just like a lot of us, I'm going to do a live on, I apologize. I'm going to do a broadcast and a live on the birth certificate, Social Security card. A lot of us are property or, you know, things of that nature. You know, when you're having a child, don't sign a damn birth certificate because they're going to be property. Anything you sign a lease for, a contract for, it denotes property. When people get married, that's why people rushing to get married. You ain't my, people say, a lot of women or people say, you ain't my daddy or you ain't, well, once you sign a contract, I mean, technically that that denounce property. That does. That's what I'm saying. We have to know business. We have to know paperwork. We have to know the inner workings, the ins and outs. We have to know the etymologies and terminologies and things of that nature. And then again, we have to know what real survival is. Real survival is not going to your job, making it through every week, just barely making it every week, or barely, just over broke, you know, just over broke a job. And I get it. Some people love their job. I get that. But I just feel like, you know, to me, it's about it should be about generational wealth for anybody, passing something down for anybody, especially melanated beings. It should be about passing something down other than bills, problems, debt, shit. Or a whole bunch of sneakers or a whole bunch of material shit. When we start having these birthday parties and celebrations, you be the one to set yourself apart with the bullshit gifts. If the child expecting video games and shit, get their ass a savings bond. You feel me? We need to start... When we get these taxes, start putting some land in your children's name, in our children's name. You know what I'm saying? Start putting some property and buildings in our children's name. All right, let's go ahead and wrap it up for tonight. I love y'all. Every Thursday, 8 p.m., gloves off. I love y'all, love y'all, love y'all. Motivational Classroom every Saturday, 11 a.m. Please be there for that one, this Saturday, 11 a.m. Eastern. And then Soul Sundays is a Haru. And then we have Ivy on Monday with the Black Nation Building as well. So just go check out Enhancing Awareness. I love y'all. And please, please, please look into some survival courses, some survival kits, some survival skills, couponing, stocking up supplies, you know, go camping, go hiking. Just get out in nature. Baby step your way out. Let's really learn how to survive without having to be dependent on anything that we don't create or we are not the ones that's engineering. I love y'all. I love y'all. I love y'all. Please share this. Peace and love. Let me get that track. Peace and love to Aru as well.
Gentlemen, this time around, the revolution will not be televised.
Woo!
When I was sleeping on the train, sleeping on Lezero Lab out in the rain, without even a single slice of pizza to my name. Too proud to beg for change, mastering the pain. When New York niggas was calling Southern rappers lame, but then Jack and I slang. I used to get dizzy spells, hear a little ring, the voice of an angel telling me my name. Telling me that one day I'ma be a great man, transforming with the Megatron dawn spitting out flames. Eating whack rappers alive, sitting out chains. I ain't believe it then, nigga, I was homeless. Fighting, shooting dice, smoking weed on the corners. Trying to find the meaning of life in the corona. Till the 5%ers rolled up on the nigga and informed them. You either build or destroy, where you come from? The Mac know your projects in the third ward, slum, hum. It's quite amazing that you rhyme, how you do, and that you shine like you grew up in a shrine in Peru. Question 14, Muslim lesson 2. Dip diver, civilizer 85er. I make the devil hit his knees and say to our father, abracadabra. You rocking with the true and living. Shout out the lights out, Joseph I, Chewy Bivens. Shout out to Baltimore, Baton Rouge, my crew in Richmond. While y'all debating who the truth was like Jews and Christians, I was on Cecil B, Broad Street, Master, North Philly, South Philly, 23rd, Tasker, 6 Mile, 7 Mile, Hartwell, Ratchet. When niggas really would pack a U-Haul truck up. Put the high beams on, drive up on the curb at a barbecue and hop up out the back like, what's up? Kill a nigga, rob a nigga, take a nigga, bust up. That's why when you talk that tough talk, I never feel you. You sound real good and you play the part well, but the energy you giving off is so unfamiliar. I don't feel you.
We need Sir Miller!
Nas hit me up on the phone, said what you waiting on. Tip hit me up with a twit, said what you waiting on. Diddy send a text every hour on the dot saying when you gon' drop that first, nigga, you taking long. So now I'm back spitting that he could pass a polygraph. That Reverend Run rocking Adidas out on Hollis Ave. That FOI Marcus Garvey, Nikki Tesla. I shock you like an ill electric field, J Electra.
Oh my God, keep going.
They call me J Electronica. Fuck that, call me J-Elect Hanukkah, J-Elect Yarmulke, J-Elect Ramadan, Muhammad Asalamaka, Rasulullah Subhanahu wa ta'ala through your monitor. My Uzi still weigh a ton, check the barometer. I'm hotter than the motherfucking sun, check the thermometer. I'm bringing ancient mathematics back to modern man. My mama told me never throw a stone and hide your hand. I got a lot of family, you got a lot of fans. That's why the people got my back like the Verizon man. I play the back and fade the black and then devise a plan. Out in London smoking, vibing while I ride the tram. Giving out that raw food to lions disguised as lambs. And by the time they get their seat tight and deploy all their henchmen to come at me from the treetops, I'm chilling out at tree stock, building by the millions. My light is brilliant.
Be better than a lot of y'all records. Don't get mad. Morning after. Morning after. World premiere. Me. For real though. I ain't even gonna say nothing. Matter of fact, I don't even know why I'm saying this. Jay, you should get pumped to do this over. We moving out. On to the next record.